Marlins and D-backs in South Florida. Giancarlo Stanton broke a record on Friday night, but that's not the only thing that got broken at Marlins Park.
Oh, I don't think it broke the fish tank, but I think it broke the glass in front of the fish tank.
Huh. It's pretty thick. How about that?
Fish didn't even speed up, though.
No, the fish are gamers.
I was looking for the fish to see what kind of reaction we got from the fish on that.
Ground screw, someone's going to come out and have to put something up there.
Band-aid.
There's Bohr, crushing one. Left center field. That's deep. And gone! Two-run shot opposite fields. 16 on the season for Justin Bohr.
Here's the 1-2 and a ball smashed out into left center. That's a base hit and an RBI for Goldschmidt. And now the Diamondbacks have pulled to within a run at 5-4. Well, at least for now, Urania stays against the lefty. And here's a line drive, base hit out into right center. Stanton charges the ball. Running through at third base is Peralta. He will score. And this game's tied at 5.
Unless he had stayed in the game and defensively. That's to right. That's hit pretty well. Over for is Peralta. He looks up, and it's gone! Stanton sneaks it out to right field. And Miami's back on top. That's what happens when Stanton doesn't get all of it.
What, he hits it out?
Yeah.
Does it once again. Well, I'll tell you what, coming into the ball game tonight, you felt like a right-handed hitter was going to probably get a hold of one as hot as some of these Marlins righties have been.
Don Mattingly's squad put up 4 runs in the first as they hold on to beat the Diamondbacks in Miami. Here's the skipper talking about Friday's win.
Obviously, a lot of stuff. Yelly's homer early, JV's homer early. Thought Giancarlo's home run really was, putting us back up top. And you can't really talk about this game, and he'll probably be forgotten for the most part. I'm glad you brought it up, that max outs are huge. You know, the out of Tomas and Drury right there. Keep that game right there. You know, keep them from taking a lead there, and then us having to really come back. It keeps it at flat. And that was just huge. And then the rest of the guys out there did a nice job.
You talked about the bullpen being a strength this year, and they weren't able to protect the lead last night, but retired 14 in a row tonight. Just the way those guys collectively as a group was.
No, they were good. And we still, even the game last night, you still like your guys. And they're going to have days where we're going to give up a run or two. That's going to happen. And, kind of along the same lines of that question, the thing that changes this game is we add on. We're able to get up early, but we tack on one, we tack on one, we tack on one. We keep putting the pressure in and extending a little bit, giving guys a little breather out there. It's hard to play when you always got to hold a one-run lead, for the whole game. So, it kind of in combination, it works better when your offense keeps tacking on and it gives your bullpen a little chance to, they can make a mistake and we can still get away with it.
Don, what are your thoughts on Stanton? Still a young guy, now he's a franchise leader in RBI.
Yeah, very. I didn't know that. How many has he got?
579.
Wow. All right. So, young franchise, right?
Yeah. But the timing of him is.
And Albert's getting ready to hit number 600 homers, right? But obviously, Giancarlo looks really good right now, and this is. This is kind of what you envision. He's making them throw strikes for the most part. What we talked about before the game with him, getting the ball in the strike zone and forcing guys into the strike zone changes the game. Same with Marcel and all the other guys. But Giancarlo's did a nice job this year, I think, of just getting better and better with his approach and staying with it.
John, just that first inning, the way you were able to kind of just get to Corbin, your approaches, and the lefties hit homers off him. But what did you kind of see in that inning?
Well, obviously, Yelly is a guy that hits lefties, close at least, kind of career-wise. He looks the same up there. He's not a guy that gets too defensive. And looked like he just basically left him, you're trying to throw a slider strike and went breaking ball, but, left a ball right there for him to hit. And then JB just kind of ambushes, right? He takes a lot of first pitches. He gives that pitch away a lot. With Corbin tonight, you don't want to give him too much. And was able to make, a really good swing on a ball, hit a ball out that way in this ballpark opposite way and basically line drive almost. is impressive.
In your time here, what's your sense of Giancarlo's place in the history of the young franchise?
It's hard for me. You know, I've only been here a short time, but obviously, he was definitely the face of the franchise. And when he's coming over here, you knew that he was the guy. So you feel like that's him. But I think he's getting a lot more help now, and that's, you know, offensively, when you see guys around him, it makes it different. And I think, you know, he still is stepping into that part. He's still a young player. He's got, you know, I think he can get even better. You know, as his approach grows and stays within the strike zone more and more, you know, it's scary because he can hit the ball out of any part of the ballpark.
Don, you've seen a lot of great in terms of talent. Where does Stan kind of stand out? Because you've seen so many.
Man, you're asking a lot right there. I've seen a lot of good players, and I don't think it's fair to, you know, really any of them. You name one, and you leave other guys out. But Giancarlo, as far as his ability, obviously hit the ball at any ballpark. He runs well. He throws well. He's a good defender. So he's an all-around player. So he obviously a really good player.
Giancarlo Stanton making history for the Marlins on Friday night. Here's the slugger talking about his team's performance.
I'm one of 30, so that's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool thing. I think homers also, so that's a cool feat. And we got the win. It was a homer to put us up, so I like it all. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, to get any accomplishment, but to do it in the context of the game.
Where it matters in the game now, yeah. These are accomplishments where you kind of look back and see, you know, how cool it was, and you know, in the moment, it's really how did it influence us today. So it's in a good way.
You hit a lot of homers, but not many that are that like a wall scraper type. You know, even though you went the opposite way,
yeah.
Do you think that was gone?
No, when it's so far down the right field line, I don't fully know, because I don't hit them over there too often. So just put a good barrel and backspin on. That's what you needed.
On days like today, when you set a record like that, do you ever give yourself a moment to reflect on all the leaderboards you're climbing up? As homers, as you mentioned, it's pretty much all of them.
Yeah. Not quite, not yet. You guys help remind me, but
that's what we're here for.
Yeah, that's... When I go over my seasons and at the end of the year, I kind of look back and see some cool things I did, what I need to get better on and stuff. So once things settle down, that's when you give thanks and you understand how cool it is, for sure.
The series continues Saturday. Rando Delgado on the mound for the D-backs against Edinson Volquez for the Marlins.